hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The last time we interviewed our next guest, she was expanding her entrepreneurial horizon from Greenville, South Carolina, to the small hamlet of Traveler's Rest, with an additional location of her bicycle-friendly bed and breakfast venture, the Swamp Rabbit Inn. Now she has partnered with more local entrepreneurs to start a new farm-to-table enterprise in that same community. Wendy Lynam is co-owner of Topsoil Kitchen and Market in Traveler's Rest. Today she's in our studio. Wendy, welcome back.
Thanks, Mike. Nice to see you again.
So give us the background here on this newest venture.
Well, May of 2018, I was feeling pulled to farm. I'm not really sure why. I have a lot of friends who are farmers in the Greenville area. I admire their work, and I just wanted to learn more about the process. So I have a property called the Swamp Rabbit Lodge, and it's on 16 acres right near Furman University between Traveler's Rest and Greenville, and I thought that might be a perfect spot to dig up some dirt and grow some food. So a friend of mine, Patrick McInerney, who owns Due South Coffee Roasters, introduced me to a chef, Adam Cook. They were doing Topsoil Supper Club, and I attended both of their supper clubs, and while doing the dishes, got to know the chef, and we just started talking and farming.
And now you have a full-scale restaurant?
Yes. The cafe at Williams Hardware had announced that they were retiring at the end of 2018. They were friends of mine. It was a restaurant I frequented. It's right on the Swamp Rabbit Trail. And they reached out to me and said, do you know anybody who might be interested in taking over the business? It's a wonderful historical building in Traveler's Rest. It has great bones and great history. The sisters were pioneers when the trail opened. They opened the first business on the Swamp Rabbit Trail. And it's just an honor to be operating a business in there.
So I guess that kind of lessened the risk a little bit, moving into a place that was already successfully in the food business.
Yeah, they were open for lunch mainly. It felt like we were filling a void because this was March now that we had really signed the lease and we were moving forward. And I think people really missed the restaurant. So yes, it was a natural progression for another restaurant to go in that space.
What have been your challenges?
Some of the challenges that I had not anticipated was that the restaurant is actually much larger than the kitchen. So we have to really manage the seating. Also just awareness of the restaurant being open. So everything I put into place for the inn, now I'm going back and building brick by brick for building awareness for Topsoil Kitchen and Market.
And is the farm that you started providing the vegetables, I guess?
Yes. Currently, we have radishes and turnips from our farm on the menu. And the farm is kind of a really fun story. We decided to do no-till farming, which means you don't use machinery. First, we got four chickens last November, and that's how we started the farm. And then we decided to get pigs to dig up the soil. And then we got goats. We wanted to do goat yoga, but they eat the grass. So it's just been a really fun learning process, learning how to farm with really good practices.
The livestock, including the chickens, they're keeping the soil churned for you, but they're not destroying the plants?
Well, no, that is a challenge. The goats do like to hop the fence, and they really are fond of the collard greens. So we lost a row of collard greens last week. But the name of our restaurant and farm is Topsoil, and it's all about good soil. We can't produce all the food for our restaurant. We have 22 rows planted, and we had great success this summer before we even opened the restaurant. But we look to farmer friends very, very near to the restaurant to supply us with our proteins and our produce.
And it seems like over the past few years, maybe especially since the Swamp Rabbit Trail connected Greenville with Traveler's Rest, that the town of Traveler's Rest has been showing up on the radar a lot. And I'm just going to guess then that it has become a business-friendly location.
Yes, I can't say enough about the city of Traveler's Rest. They have been extremely helpful, and they're very progressive and forward-thinking. They have a great master plan, and they're always helping us. So yes, they're very business-friendly. And the cool thing about Traveler's Rest is it's a great destination from Greenville up the Swamp Rabbit Trail. It's 10 miles. So pretty much anyone can do it on a bike. And it's just a really fun thing to do on a day is to go up to the city of Traveler's Rest. There's lots of great restaurant options, and we're happy to be a part of that community.
Wendy, thanks so much for the update.
Thanks for the opportunity, Mike.
Wendy Lynam is co-owner of Topsoil Kitchen and Market in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. We will have a link to her latest venture posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.